It is late fall in the year of 1812. Napoleon, with his half-starved, exhausted troops, has just entered the city of Moscow. As the soldiers pass through the street below, Napoleon and Murat stand at the window of their new headquarters. Rising from the center of the city, a great citadel towers over the many gleaming roofs. It is the citadel of the Tsars, the Kremlin.
Murat? If all goes well, we shall not return to France empty-handed.
What do you mean, sir?
I mean that I believe the Russian crown jewels are hidden within Moscow.
The Russian crown?
The royal family fled in haste, and they must have hidden the jewels somewhere within the city.
But we could never find...
Remember that little beggar woman who followed us in the street? I've sent for her. She might know something.
Crown jewels of Russia. But is it not strange, sire, that the mayor and all the people of Moscow have fled? It is reported that on the road to Vladimir, thousands with their carts and household goods are retreating with the soldiers. There must be some reason.
What matter? There's food and rest for our men here within the city. Another week on the plains and the men would have starved. And perhaps later, frozen.
Moscow. It is a wonderful feat, sire.
But the cost has been too great. Think, Murat. Thousands of my men died on the plains. And look down there. Some of them marching even without shoes. A tired, ragged, half-starved lot they are. And what have I to give them for their service?
They expect no reward, Your Majesty.
But they shall have one. I'll find some way, if I can only discover the crown jewels. Close down the window and shut out that noise.
Yes, sir.
There. Murat, did you ever hear of the Orlov diamond?
Yes, sire.
That diamond is among the Russian crown jewels. They say it is an eye-shaped yellow diamond, almost priceless. Think of it. I could more than pay my soldiers.
Oh, Your Majesty, take the crown jewels. Sell them as you like, but do not touch the Orlov diamond.
Why not? It's probably worth all the rest of the jewels put together.
It is evil, sire, and will bring only bad luck.
Ah, the beggar will only tell me...
Ah,
Davout has brought her.
Get in here, I tell you. Hurry, hurry.
Woman. Let me alone, pigs. Sons of pigs. Frenchmen.
Ah! Quiet! Leave the old woman.
Oh, she fights like a she-cat.
Let me go. Curse the day you and your sons and the country you come from. May the curse of heaven consume you all.
Quiet!
Let go! What do you want with me? I am only a poor old woman that must beg for a few pennies. What can the great French general want of me?
Only answer my questions. If you speak the truth, you may go. If not...
Oh, have mercy, mercy! What could you want of the poor old beggar of the streets?
Before the royal family fled the city, they hid the crown jewels of Russia. Where are they?
You want? I don't know. I don't know. Let me go.
Where are the jewels?
How should I know? I can't. Paul.
Either you tell or your life goes.
Oh, mercy, mercy. Take pity on a poor old beggar woman. What good would it do to kill one like me?
What good? When my men are starving, we have a long march ahead, and I need money, clothes for the men. What good? Huh? What good is your life against the thousands of my men? Where are the jewels?
I don't know. I don't know.
Where are the jewels?
I'm not sure. I only heard. I only guess. They are in the Kremlin. Oh, heaven forgive me. In a casket. In a sacred place. You will not dare.
In a casket in the Kremlin? What room?
You would not dare.
In what room is this casket?
At the end of the long stair. On the left as you enter. There, the holy bodies of the priests are buried too. Heaven rest their souls.
You may go, but if you have not told the truth...
Ah, but I have. I have. Infidel, you dare not steal them. The curse of heaven would fall. You dare not...
Get out!
Infidel, you will pay.
In the Kremlin.
Davout.
Yes, sire.
Find me 6 trusted men of the Imperial Staff. Meet us at the great door of the Kremlin in half an hour. Well, move, sir. Why do you stare?
Your pardon, sir. Did you say the Kremlin?
You heard. In half an hour. It will be dusk by then.
Very well, sir.
Surely your majesty would not dare to desecrate a church?
I intend, Murat, to pay my men what they deserve.
But your majesty, a church? We're in a strange city. And the soldiers are superstitious. They would fear some evil. Oh, and your majesty, pardon, but I warn you. The Orloff diamond is supposed always to bring bad luck. Don't.
It is Murat who is superstitious, not the soldiers.
Oh, believe me, sire, that diamond is evil. Listen, years ago, Count Orloff gave it to Catherine the Great. Surely, surely you've heard in what miserable insanity the Count died. And the diamond... The diamond has brought nothing but bad luck. And we have need of only good luck. Oh, my friend, do not touch it. Besides, sire, it lies now in a sacred place.
France needs money. We have yet to rebuild the navy. And you say do not touch it? The men are in tatters. My men who followed so bravely across the plains, and many left their bones to bleach. Yet you say, do not touch the crown jewels of Russia?
Perhaps the old woman was lying.
A beggar woman never lies when she trembles and blubbers for her life. She might be wrong, but we shall see.
Sire, I...
Come, it's almost time.
Oh, I beg you, sire, do not desecrate a church.
I've heard enough. Will you come or stay?
I'll come.
My poor soldiers have found rest at last. Look how weary they are. Soon all will be fed and fast asleep.
Why do you suppose, sire, that all the people fled and left Moscow so deserted?
You're as nervous as an old woman, Murat.
Oh, but I don't like this city. With its crooked streets, its arches and painted roofs. Ah. There's Davout now waiting with his men. Oh, I'll be glad to leave this place.
Davout?
Yes, sire. Here's Marchenay, Eugene, Daru, Mortier. The others thought it unwise, sire.
Eh? Unwise? Ah, we shall see. The beggar said the jewels lie at the end of a long, winding stair on the left. You will follow me.
Look. 3 priests at the end of the corridor. Now they're gone. Scuttled away like rats. I don't like their looks.
Eugene, Daru, guard the door. See that no one enters. Now come, up this stair.
Oh, it's gloomy here. what a long, winding stair.
Such strange doors and walls. Kremlin. Citadel of the Tsars. A queer place. Makes one feel strange and creepy.
Oh, Your Majesty, if we find the jewels, do not touch the yellow diamond.
Here. This must be the door. Open it.
Oh, I don't like this. No good will come of it. Oh, it's too dark to see. What a musty smelling place.
Marshal Ney, light the torch.
Look out for the cobwebs. The beggar said that they buried their priests and cardinals here. Oh, there are the caskets.
It must be that big one over there on that slab. We'll open that one. Ney, Davu, open the casket.
I warn you, sire.
Russian crown jewels.
Look, that eye-shaped glittering stone in the scepter. That is the diamond. Oh, Your Majesty, do not touch it.
So this is the Orloff diamond. Ah, Murat, think of the grief and bloodshed caused by this jewel. It has been a symbol of power and sovereignty, but never before has it meant so much to a nation. The Orloff diamond. Priceless now, but even more priceless when it has clothed and fed an army. Look at it! The salvation of an empire!
Fire!
Here!
Fire!
Put it in this bag. Take them all. What's that noise? Garou! I left you to guard.
Fire. The city is in flames. The soldiers are being driven from their quarters. They're frantic.
The city on fire?
A few Russians were left hidden in the city. They've set fire to the buildings. The soldiers have heard of the theft of the jewels in the church, and they cry out against you, sire. You must leave.
Ah, so that is why all the people fled. I did not guess.
There's no time to waste, sire. The soldiers are clamoring outside the doors.
So we must leave Moscow. Come.
Come, wait. Wait. Look through the window. The city is in flames. Oh, see what a ghastly red glow lights the sky. It's the diamond. The evil diamond.
Before we leave, listen. Those desperate men outside depend on you. You're driven out on the plains. It is almost certain defeat. But the faith and courage of the army rests with you. Do not fail them. Eugene and Ney, fall in with your division straight back on the Petersburg Road.
Yes, sir.
Davu, you upon the Smolensk route.
Yes, sir.
I will go meanwhile to Petrovsky. Come, let us go.
Oh, mon Dieu, this means our ruin. Oh, again. Again, it is the curse of the diamond. The yellow diamond.
Open the door!
Thank you.